And this is your 8 a.m. Zedlines on Monday morning. In local news, Saturday was election day for Brisbane and across Queensland's 77 council areas. Adrian Schrinner retained his position as mayor in a resounding lead over other candidates. We also saw the by-elections held in Inala and Ipswich West, the Labor heartland. Whilst Inala saw a held position by the ALP in Margie Nightingale, Ipswich West took a turn, with the LNP's Darren Zanow winning. ALP previously held the seat by a margin of 14.3%. The results were worrying for Labor, as the numbers could forewarn a Labor loss at the state election in October. In other news, down on the Gold Coast, Mayor Tom Tate has won the fourth term in office. He had a 50% of the first preference vote, and former councillor Eddie Saroff coming in as his closest challenger with 20%. For his next term, Mr. Tate says his vision for the city was to get the light rail down to the airport in Coolangatta and increase the infrastructure for sports and events in the city.
In national news, the Albanese government invests $6 million to aid financial literacy in the Northern Territory. The investment will provide increased access to financial counselling, financial education and literacy, and increased access to no-interest loans. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth gave comment following consultation with NT community organisations. Strengthening these supports aim to help individuals overcome financial hardships. Extra funds follow the $225 million nationally allocated for financial well-being during COVID-19. The Australian Council of Trade Unions warns women in small businesses may be void of the paid parental leave amendment. Importantly, the bill will increase paid parental leave to 26 weeks by 2026. However, during debate this week, Senator David Pocock has his own amendments. Mr. Pocock wants women to apply to receive their pay via Services Australia, while it's currently employers' responsibility to provide these services. However, the ACTU states 43.9% of women find themselves replaced upon returning from parental leave, and ACTU President Michelle O'Neill asked Mr. Pocock to do the right thing, and his proposal would undermine a workplace right, with an estimated 180,000 families on parental leave each year. The following discussions will affect them immensely.
In international news, India has blocked access to a Canadian documentary on Sikh activists' death. The CBC documentary, titled Contract to Kill, centres around the fatal shooting of Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Amidst allegations that India's government was behind the killing, the country has required big video sharing platforms to remove access to the documentary. This comes after a BBC documentary, India, the Modi Question, was blocked from distribution in India in 2013. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers, becoming less likely later this afternoon and this evening. There is also a small chance of a thunderstorm. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. There's no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to